Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Ruth Sherman, Ruth King, back on the show. That's the second time I've done. Ruth King is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Ruth is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the CEO of ProfitabilityChannel.com. She's got a bunch of books that she's written, but her brand new book, which we're going to launch in March, is called Courage to be Profitable. And she's our good friend Ruth King is back. Ruth, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. I'm glad to be back.
And yeah, I can't believe I did that. Another one of my great Brain Trust members is Ruth Sherman. She was just on the show, and for some reason that didn't roll off. Ruth King didn't roll off my tongue. Even though I love you both equally, you know. So anyway, so Ruth King, one of the things that you're so valuable to us about is you've helped us understand more than anybody else about our relationship about understanding the relationship between cash and accounting, with cash and between cash and growth. And if every small business owner knew what you know, or knew half of what you know, or knew 20% of what you know, we could cut business failures by 80%, in my opinion. What do you think?
I totally agree. My mission in life is that every small business owner understands the financial side of his or her business.
One of the reasons why we'd cut those failures is because 50% of the people who go into business wouldn't go into business.
Right.
Because they'd realize that they don't have, their capitalization structure is not going to work.
Right. Or they go into business and it takes 2 years or so to realize that they're out of business.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. In the meantime, you know, they've gone into debt and everything else. So, okay, let's talk about what you call the three major cash mistakes.
The first one is that thinking if you have cash in the bank, it makes your business safe.
Yeah.
It doesn't. If you have cash flow, it makes your business safe. But cash in the bank, if you don't continue to replenish that cash, you will eventually run out of cash. So it's not only cash that's important, it's cash flow, i.e. collecting on your receivables or charging CRD so that you have money coming in continuously because you are writing checks for at least your rent and your payroll and those things every single month. So, I mean, you've got to have it coming in as well as going out.
You just can't think about it like that like you do your personal stuff, can you?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And it's really, you know, the thing that I use a lot is explaining that there are many, many ways to get cash in the door. The most quickest way is to charge COD, is collect COD. And a lot of businesses can't do that, and I understand that.
Right.
But a lot of things we can do, if you have projects or you're working on large projects, ask for deposits. I mean,
right.
All you got to do is, you know, all they can do is say, no, we're not giving you.
And you would be amazed how many of them say yes.
I know. And it's, you know, our terms are 50% up front. And, okay, that's what your terms are. Yeah, I want to do business with you. Here's a check for 50% of whatever it is.
Or whatever. I mean, you know, it could be 10%, be 20%. But it depends on the industry, depending on the business. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you can do that. But you know, talking about cash in the bank, if you know what you're doing, you don't really even, you know, if you're really managing your business more on a cash flow standpoint than you are on a cash in the bank standpoint, right?
Right.
That's what you got to think about. The money in the bank does not belong to you. That's another thing that I see small business owners making a mistake, is they get a bunch of money and they think it belongs to them. They actually take some out.
Yeah, I mean, they have to pay their suppliers, they got to pay their payroll, they got to pay their rent bill, you know, all these things are not there. So the thing that gets me about a lot of small business owners, too, is that they've got cash in their pocket, they'll spend it and right. not pay attention to what their payables are, and then they get in trouble.
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah. It's one of the, especially retail. Retailers are the worst, probably,
yeah.
because the cash is right there in the cash register, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things you got to watch out for. So, folks, wrap it up for us, Ruth. What's the last thought on cash in the bank?
All right, cash in the bank. It's not cash that's important. Cash flow is important. Getting yeah. it in and continuing to get it in is the critical piece.
Right, because whatever's there is going out
mm-hmm.
faster than you could. It'll take your breath away. How fast it's going to go out? So the money coming in needs to take your breath away too. Ruth, give us a website, please.
The new one is
www.thecouragetobeprofitable.com. CourageToBeProfitable.com is the website, new website for the new book, by the way.
It's in the new book.
20 Till, right back with Ruth King. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.